so safe. Coming into the light, darkness, that one shadow, never bright nonsense. Said I was born of a light, darkness.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelso.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
We are at Tavern and Tap in downtown Lansing. If you're just joining us, we've been talking to Mr. Jeffrey Haney, who was a filmmaker, but he's also a novelist, and he's he's a musician.
Anything that I could tell a story with.
He's got a lot going on. Screenwriter, he's got it all going on. But you also are working on your very first novel that you've working with Matthew A. Rodriguez on, The World Within My Walls.
Yeah. So The World Within My Walls is a kickoff to a young adult fantasy series, a la Narnia, probably like the Chronicles of Narnia. It's a portal fantasy, kid goes from our world into a new world type thing. It's got a little bit of that Harry Potter edge too, with the magic and all that kind of stuff. I've always just been a big fan of like those types of fantasy stories that are geared towards like younger audiences that just really spark imaginations and like really inspire.
Never-ending story.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love that movie so much. So that book is we've been working on for probably 8 years now, concepting back and forth. It's probably going to end up being about 6 books in the series, so there's a lot of ground to cover. And we just finished the first novel, and it's back from the editor. I just got it last week. It's ready to go, so I'm making the last pass on it.
Cool.
Maddie will take his pass on it, and then we've got a cover design, and we're just kind of biding our time, seeing when we want to release it in correlation to when the second book will come out, because we haven't written that yet. And when you're doing that kind of indie pub game, you really can't let a year pass between releases. You know what I mean? You got to kind of be on it. So the next few months I'll be writing the second one, and we'll see how that process goes. And if that's off to the editor, then we might, let's move on releasing the first one so that in 3-4 months we got the second one out.
I'm going to add another little nomenclature to your titles here, and that would be marketing master, because you're clearly understanding PR and marketing and the concept behind making something come together and marrying all those things.
I try to. I've studied it a lot. It's really important to me because I'm a bit of a control freak, so I don't like the idea of like other people taking my stuff and running with it, which is why a lot of the things that I build are series or serialized in some way, or franchisable, if that's even a word.
You because, did now.
Because you see, I mean, when you look at the big players and the big guys out there, the Marvels, the Lucases, like that's where it's that's what everybody wants. That's what audience want. And if I have this one book in a series, why would I say, well, I'll just hand that off to a publisher and they can do whatever they want with it.
Right.
When there's plans and down the line. And I've always said that I want to be the guy that writes the novel, that writes the screenplay, that writes the, makes the movie based off the book he wrote.
And the other thing, too, I think for listeners when we're talking is those things take time.
Yeah.
And I'm also a filmmaker and an artist that it's so collaborative, but I've never been somebody to go, oh, we shot this, here's the box of puzzle pieces, hand it off to an editor, call me when you're done.
Right.
I like to sit there and work with an editor, and I think those things take time. If they're going to be done a certain way, and your way and my way is it right? Is it wrong? It's our way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for listeners out there, too. We don't have the resources that a huge Hollywood budget has.
Exactly.
That they can just throw an idea out. It's Harrison Ford and Johnny Depp in X, and it's done in a year.
Mm-hmm.
They have thousands of people working on it. For us, it's a smaller group, but it comes out seasoned just the way we want it.
Well, and that's exactly it, because you're going to put your name is going to be all over that piece of work. You want it to represent the type of artistic quality that you're going for, or the storytelling that you're going for. And we don't have a ton of resources, which is bad in one way because it's harder to get stuff done, but it's also good because we don't have any investor or studio type breathing down your neck, hey, get this thing out.
Right.
You can really, like I said, with that novel, it's been 8 years, and would my wife like it to be out making money? Yeah. But does she want it to be done right? Do I want it to be done right? Absolutely. That's what's more important is the artistic integrity at the end of the day, because your name's going to be on it.
I agree.
Amen.
I used to be one of those suits that sewed up on set, and they'd get really quiet, and you'd see people whispering and pointing.
Like, you son of a...
They're like, ah. They're like, let the guys go to the bathroom already. Take a break. Yeah, they didn't like me being on set.
Oh, Taylor's coming on set. This is catheter day. Yeah, diaper day. It's, great.
It's drug testing day. We are going to come up on another break here, and we're going to continue our last segment here and talking to Jeffrey, and we're going to get into first impressions, which is another kind of fitting into this genre of storytelling and carrying it forward, and maybe mass marketing and mass merchandising and all that good stuff with the film. Stick around. More Showbiz Weekly right after this.
She's a soft abyss. The sun's now my sis. Leaving super giants exhausted. She's the cold justice.